Good afternoon. A nice day in progress across most of interior New York and New England, with a fair amount of sunshine, temperatures warming off our morning lows and through the 60s and into the 70s. The fringe effects of Hurricane Jose still located well to the east of the mid-Atlantic states, the outer bands of Jose producing rain showers closer to the coast, and some of those outer rain bands may back into interior New York and New England today, certainly some cloud cover from time to time. The best chance of rain showers and some bursts of rain perhaps from Jose will be in New England, but a couple of those showers could cross the state line and back into easternmost New York as well. The best chance for more sunshine and drier weather will be north into the Adirondacks and Champlain Valley, and also westbound in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills. With the sunshine, these areas should make it close to the 80-degree mark, while most other locations with more cloud cover will remain in the middle and upper 70s. With Jose working its way up the coast but remaining well south and east of New England, we'll have more clouds and passing showers tonight and tomorrow. Again, the best chance for a steadier rain will be closer to the coast and in New England, with more sunshine north and west. Lows tonight will be in the 60s and afternoon highs tomorrow back into the upper 70s. At this point, we'll begin to see Jose move farther away from the U.S. East Coast. High pressure, as a result, will be allowed to build in. And we'll see a return to sunshine, if not late Wednesday, then certainly on Thursday. The humidity will start to drop and temperatures will begin to warm up with highs near 80. In fact, a large ridge of high pressure will dominate both at the surface and aloft, keeping it dry and sunny Friday through the weekend and into early next week. With mostly sunny skies, high temperatures will start to climb in the lower 80s Friday, mid to upper 80s Saturday and Sunday, and even staying in the mid 80s on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Jose, located 335 miles south-southwest of Nantucket, Massachusetts. Jose is moving toward the north near 7 miles per hour. This general motion is expected to continue through today, with a turn to the northeast anticipated tonight. On the forecast track, the center of Jose is forecast to pass well offshore of the Delaware Peninsula later today, pass well to the east of New Jersey tomorrow, and pass offshore of southeastern Massachusetts on Thursday. Maximum sustained winds remain near 75 miles per hour with higher gusts. Little change in strength is expected today, but Jose should begin to gradually weaken tomorrow. Tropical storm warnings have been issued from Watch Hill, Rhode Island, around and up to Hull for strong winds, rip currents, and potential coastal flooding. The Hurricane Center is also tracking Hurricane Maria, located about 150 miles southeast of St. Croix. Maria is moving toward the west-northwest near 10 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue through Wednesday night. On the forecast track, the eye of Maria will move over the northeastern Caribbean Sea today, then pass near or over the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds are near 160 miles per hour with higher gusts. Maria is a potentially catastrophic Category 5 on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Some fluctuations in intensity are likely during the next day or two, but Maria is forecast to remain an extremely dangerous Category 4 or 5 hurricane until it moves near or over the Virgin Islands in Puerto Rico, where hurricane warnings have been issued. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy and breezy with showers in the mid-70s, Boston cloudy, breezy, occasional showers and bursts of rain upper 60s, and in Buffalo partly sunny, with highs in the upper 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 71 degrees, the average low 50, the record high 90 set in 1946, and the record low 32 in 1959. Sunrise this morning was at 6:39 a.m., sunset this evening at 6:57 p.m., 12 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks, Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley, the Lake George area, also the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, the Southern Adirondacks, and the Utica area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s to around 60. For the Connecticut Valley, mid and lower Hudson Valley, the remainder of interior southern New England, the southern Catskills, Taconics, southern Berkshires, and for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly cloudy with passing showers from time to time today and highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers tonight with lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds today, perhaps a passing shower, especially south and east, and temperatures in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few scattered showers and areas of fog with lows in the lower to mid 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers south and east, more sun to the north and west, breezy, especially closer to the coast, upper 70s. Mostly sunny Thursday and Friday, lower 80s. More sunshine Saturday, Sunday, and Monday in the mid to upper 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.